Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
At 656 at CFRA, this is a fascinating study. Don't you agree, Doctor?
I absolutely agree, Steve. This goes a long way to get around the idea of, you know, children being labeled with ADHD and how they're diagnosed.
In the States, I just point out to the listeners, they've found that the youngest children in the kindergarten class are much more likely to end up being diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity than their oldest peers, who would be able to concentrate better and follow instructions better than the younger kids in the class.
And that's exactly it. This is in the Journal of Health Economics. Two different places in the U.S. university centers had looked at thousands and thousands of children, three different data sets, tens of thousands of children from the age 7 to 17, and they found that the kids that were the youngest in the class, that is, the ones that just squeaked into that year of school because their birth date just made it before the cutoff, were much more likely, about 25% more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than their older counterparts in the same grade. In fact, the youngest child in the class was 60% more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD than the oldest in the class. Reasons being is that the maturity level of the child was being compared to the peers in the class, but the older peers as opposed to those children of the same age. And so the bottom line to this study, and they said this pattern was quite evident in all data sets, they found this very easily, that when considering whether or not to diagnose a child with ADHD, compare them to the children of the same age around the same time that they were born, as opposed to the class itself, where you have such discrepancies in ages. 1 year of age difference in kindergarten can make a huge difference between a five-year-old and a six-year-old. So they're saying, make sure that when a diagnosis is being made, think of it that way, as opposed to the grade that they're in.
Mm-hmm. And give more consideration to whatever start date you've chosen for your child.
Absolutely. So, because this is where children get labeled, and they get labeled for life with this during their school lives, yeah, with a diagnosis. Some children, indeed, when they're tested, have ADHD. But frankly, and my bias is that it's overdiagnosed, mm-hmm, and that a lot of the ADHD being reported by teachers is not accurate. And that's just what's my practice experience. I find that it's too easy to label children with ADHD when they don't have it, because they're either overacting or they're just, their maturity level is not that great because of their age.
Out of time, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.